Last week, U.S. President Obama gave his final State of the Union address before both houses of the U.S. Congress. In it, he laid out the context and principles of U.S. foreign policy for the next few decades. It is a recipe for continued war and chaos throughout the world. He explicitly states, quote, "Our foreign policy has to be focused on the threat from ISIL and al-Qaeda, but it can't stop there. For even without ISIL, even without al-Qaeda, instability will continue for decades in many parts of the world, in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, parts of Pakistan, in parts of Central America, in Africa and Asia. That is, in all parts of the world that challenge U.S. imperialist hegemony." What Obama is saying here is that the so-called war on terror against the likes of al-Qaeda and ISIL, two terrorist organizations that the U.S. helped launch and fund, is not enough. For he goes on to make a self-fulfilling prophecy that, quote, "Some of these places may become safe havens for new terrorist networks. Others will just fall victim to ethnic conflict or famine, feeding the next wave of refugees. The world will look to us to help solve these problems, and our answer needs to be more than tough talk or calls to carpet bomb civilians." In these telling remarks, Obama makes the confession that the U.S. under his and previous administrations has engaged in, quote, "tough talk" and has committed crimes against humanity by, quote, "carpet bombing civilians." He goes on to say that we also can't try to take over and rebuild every country that falls into crisis. And he further notes, we should have learned it, that lesson, by now. In plain talk, what Obama is saying is that the U.S. can no longer intervene and occupy recalcitrant nations that defy U.S. dictates with impunity in order to make them into willing U.S. vassals. That strategy has failed. It has created more problems for U.S. imperialism than it has solved. So how is the U.S. to maintain its position in the world? Well, Obama clearly lays it on the line for all to see. Instead of trying to solve the world's problems with win-win projects like China's New Silk Road, he foresees a world in which, quote, "instability will continue for decades in many parts of the world." This is the world the U.S. has created and will continue to promote using its terrorist proxies, fifth columns, and separatist agitators. It allows the U.S. to implement its program for the rest of the 21st century, to quote, "on issues of global concern, we will mobilize the world to work with us and make sure other countries pull their own weight," end quote. That's why we build a global coalition with sanctions and principled diplomacy. In this bold statement of intent, endorsed by both leading Democratic candidates for presidency, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, Obama clearly reveals the U.S. imperialist strategy for the foreseeable future. Enlist U.S. allies to do its dirty work and engage in economic warfare and diplomatic lawfare to accomplish its objective of global hegemony. In order to do that, the U.S. realizes that it must do all in its power so that, quote, "China does not set the rules," or it could be added Russia or anyone else. Before the eyes of the world, Obama states what everyone should have understood decades ago, quote, "leadership means a wise application of military power and rallying the world behind causes that are right. It means seeing our foreign assistance as part of our national security, not something separate, not charity." Yes, according to the U.S., it is, as Teddy Roosevelt, the first imperial president, so clearly stated, necessary to, quote, "speak softly but carry a big stick." That is the U.S. prescription for all the world's problems, the wise application of military force. And to achieve what objective? Namely, seeing our foreign assistance as part of our national security, not something separate, not charity. So foreign policy is not about helping the world develop economically and sustainably so that all benefit. No, it's all about, quote, opportunity and security for our families, a rising standard of living, a sustainable, peaceful planet for our kids. It's all about us, the U.S., while the rest of the world is condemned to decades of war, terror, and instability in order to allow the U.S. to continue to prosper. Or at least that is how Obama and the rest of the ruling elite in the U.S. see it.